those big moments, those turning points in life that everyone seems to notice. The world loves a good story of sudden success. One day, nobody knows your name. The next day, you're in the spotlight. That's the myth of instant achievement, the story that makes headlines and fills the pages of magazines. But if you pull back the curtain, what do you find? You discover that every breakthrough people admire is built on a mountain of effort that no one saw. You ever hear people say, "He just got lucky," or "She just has natural talent"? Well, maybe they did get lucky, and maybe there's some talent involved. But let's not fool ourselves. Luck and talent might start the engine, but discipline and consistency keep it running. Breakthroughs aren't accidents. They are not bolts of lightning from a clear sky. No, they are the visible result of invisible preparation. Years, sometimes decades, of small disciplines stacked up one on top of the other until the day finally arrives when it all tips over. The world calls it overnight success, but the calendar says otherwise. Think of the bamboo tree. For 5 years, you water and fertilize it, and you see nothing. Not even a hint of green above the ground. Then, in the sixth year, it shoots up 80 feet in just a few weeks. People pass by and say, "What a miracle." But the real miracle is what happened out of sight, beneath the surface, for all those years. That's how it is with every real breakthrough. It looks sudden, but it's not. If you're sitting there today thinking that success is reserved for the lucky few, challenge that idea. Success leaves clues. And one of the greatest clues is that discipline, repeated over time, creates the conditions for breakthroughs. Ask yourself, what small discipline could you start today that over the months and years might turn into your own tipping point? It's not about grand gestures. It's about stacking small, invisible wins. Some people spend their whole lives waiting for the big moment, waiting for the call, waiting for the promotion, waiting for the opportunity that will change everything. But the big moment is never going to show up for those who ignore the little moments. Every day is a chance to stack one more discipline, to read a page, to make a call, to save a dollar, to practice a skill. Do enough of that, and one day, you'll wake up and find that the world is calling your name. People will ask how you did it, and you'll know the truth. The breakthrough was built one small discipline at a time. That's the myth of sudden success. Breakthroughs are not found, they are created. They are the inevitable result of preparation meeting opportunity. So today, as you think about where you want to go, remember, it's not about waiting for lightning to strike. It's about building your own lightning rod, piece by piece, until one day the storm arrives and you're ready. Preparation creates the moment. That's not just a clever phrase. It's a law. Opportunity will always favor the person who's been quietly getting ready while nobody was watching. Luck, they say, favors the prepared mind. I've seen it in business, in relationships, in health. The door opens just a crack, and the person who's ready is already stepping through. The rest are left wondering why they didn't get the same chance. People sometimes ask, "Jim, how do you recognize a great opportunity?" The answer, you recognize it because you're ready. You've done the study, put in the practice, made the mistakes, and refined your approach until you can spot what others miss. And it works the other way too. If you're not prepared, you can be standing right in front of the opportunity of a lifetime and not even know it. The moment will pass you by, just another face in the crowd. Years ago, I remember talking with a young man, full of ambition, always asking about the secret to success. He wanted the magic formula, the quick shortcut. What he didn't realize was that every shortcut is really just a longer way around if it skips preparation. The fastest path is to study, practice, and refine over and over until you're so ready that opportunity can't help but notice you. The crowd sees the finish line, but the champion fell in love with the practice track. And that's what makes the difference. It's not about waiting for the right time. It's about making yourself right for any time. Study when it's quiet, practice when no one's clapping, improve when nobody's asking. That's how you stack the odds in your favor. Because when the music starts and the curtain lifts, you want to be the one who's not surprised by the spotlight. Preparation isn't glamorous. It doesn't come with applause or headlines. It's early mornings and late nights. It's reading when you'd rather relax, rehearsing when others have already called it a day. But every hour spent preparing is a deposit in your future bank. One day, when the moment arrives, you'll be able to make a withdrawal that surprises everyone, except you. Think about the athlete who wins the gold medal. The world sees the final race, but the athlete remembers all those mornings in the dark, running when everyone else was still sleeping. The artist whose painting hangs in the gallery knows about the years spent sketching, failing, starting over. The entrepreneur with the thriving business remembers the long hours learning, the setbacks, the small wins stacked quietly, unnoticed. All of it preparation, all of it creating the moment before the moment arrived. If you want to create your own breakthrough, don't chase luck, chase readiness. Prepare so thoroughly that when the right door appears, you don't hesitate. You recognize it because you're already moving toward it. You don't need to scramble or improvise. The groundwork is done. Today, ask yourself, where do you need more preparation? Where could a little more study, a little more practice, change your entire trajectory? Because every breakthrough you seek is waiting for you on the other side of preparation. Stack your disciplines, polish your skills, refine your knowledge, and when opportunity knocks, you'll not only hear it, you'll open the door wide. And here's what you'll find along that road. All that preparation is eventually put to the test. Life has a way of bringing pressure right to your doorstep. Now, that's a word that makes most people uncomfortable. But let me tell you, pressure is not your enemy. It's one of the finest teachers you'll ever meet. Pressure has a way of revealing what's weak and strengthening what's ready. It's like a test you can't avoid. And the longer you live, the more you realize those moments of challenge, of stress, of uncertainty are the very moments that separate the ones who endure from the ones who fold. When you feel the heat, when business slows down, when the deal falls through, when the answer doesn't come right away, what do? Some people panic, they run. But you've got another option. Instead of running, analyze. Ask yourself, what is this moment trying to teach me? Where is the weak spot? And what needs to be strengthened? Pressure doesn't just show you what's missing. It gives you a blueprint for your next level of growth. And here's something else about pressure. It exposes patterns. Life is a great repeater of lessons. Have you noticed that? The same type of setback shows up, the same kind of challenge, the same type of person that tests your patience. It's no accident. Patterns repeat until you learn from them. The universe doesn't waste time creating new obstacles until you've mastered the current ones. So instead of asking, why does this always happen to me? Start asking, what am I meant to learn here? What strategy do I need to develop so I don't have to repeat this lesson? You see, strategy starts with seeing the pattern. Maybe you keep struggling with finances, not because the world is against you, but because there's a lesson about budgeting, about patience, about investing in yourself that you haven't quite learned. Maybe relationships seem to hit the same wall over and over. That's a pattern waiting for recognition, waiting for a strategic solution. If you ignore it, you'll repeat it. If you study it, you'll break through. In my own life, I remember times when pressure built up, projects that seemed impossible, deals that looked dead, moments when it felt like quitting would be easier. But every time, when I stepped back and analyzed instead of panicking, I spotted the pattern. I saw what I'd been missing, what I'd failed to correct last time. And with every recognition came a new strategy. Suddenly, the pressure wasn't just a test. It was an invitation to grow stronger, to get wiser, to prepare for the next challenge. Pressure is the universe's way of sharpening your edge. Welcome it. Let it show you where you're ready and where you're not. Don't curse the pattern. Study it. The person who can analyze under pressure, who can recognize patterns, will always be a step ahead. Because while others are stuck repeating the same old mistakes, you'll be writing a new script for your life. So next time the heat is on, don't reach for the exit. Reach for your journal. Write down what's happening. Ask what you can learn. Patterns don't change until you do. And every breakthrough, every leap forward is waiting on the other side of that recognition. You see, the lessons you gather in those tough moments are only as valuable as the attention you give them. That brings me to something just as important, focus. Not just any focus, intentional focus. The kind that moves mountains, that turns a wish into a reality. If there's one thing I've learned over the years, it's that focus magnifies progress. Where attention goes, energy flows. You can make a little bit of effort in 1,000 directions and barely move an inch. Or you can point all your effort in one direction and make more progress in a year than most people make in a decade. Distraction, on the other hand, dissolves effort. It breaks momentum, scatters results, and leaves you wondering where the time went. There's never been a time in history when distractions were more available than they are today. You sit down to work on your dream, and suddenly you remember you need to check something, call someone, or answer another message. But if you're serious about breakthroughs, you've got to protect your focus like it's gold. Choose one direction, one project, one skill, and stay with it long enough for compound effort to do its work. Sometimes people say, "But Jim, what if I pick the wrong thing?" My answer is simple. It's better to go deep on one thing and discover it's not for you than to go shallow on everything and never know what you're capable of. The mind, like a magnifying glass, can set the world on fire if you point it at one spot long enough. Scatter the light, and all you get is a little warmth. I remember the early days of building a new business. There was always something new, another opportunity, another distraction, another voice with a different opinion. But every time I started to lose focus, I'd see my results weaken. The breakthrough always came when I tuned out the noise and dialed in on what mattered most. Sometimes that meant saying no to good things so I could say yes to the best thing. Intentional focus means setting boundaries. It means deciding in advance what gets your attention and what doesn't. You can't afford to let everyone else's agenda write your schedule. Make time for the work that matters. Guard your mornings, protect your evenings, and fill your calendar with the actions that lead you forward. If you don't, you'll spend your best years responding to the demands of others instead of living your own plan. It also means choosing your influences wisely. Who are you listening to? Who's speaking into your life, your business, your mind? It's hard to maintain focus if you're always pulled in 100 different directions by other people's opinions. Pick a few mentors, pick a direction, and tune out the rest. And remember, the power of focus is that it allows for compounding. Do something small every day in the same direction, and soon you'll have a breakthrough on your hands. Most people underestimate what they can do with intense focus over time. They look for shortcuts, but there are none. The shortcut is to avoid distraction, to stay on your path, to let compounding effort do the heavy lifting. So today, ask yourself, what's stealing your focus? What's one area you could double down on just for the next 90 days? Watch how fast your results change when you get intentional. Because every breakthrough begins with focus. Protect it, value it, and let it carry you to places distraction could never reach. Now, once you've got that focus locked in, it's important to remember that growth doesn't happen all at once. Growth has a sequence, and every breakthrough follows it. There's a rhythm to progress, a pattern that shows up whether you're learning to play the piano, building a business, or raising a family. The steps are always there. Learn, apply, evaluate, correct, and persist. Miss a single step and you'll delay your results. Try to skip ahead and you'll find yourself circling back to what you missed. First comes learning. That's where it starts. You pick up a book, sit down with someone wiser, or just observe the world a little closer. You feed your mind with new ideas, but learning alone isn't enough. Knowledge isn't power until it's applied. The next step is to put what you know into action. Try it out. See what works and what doesn't. Then comes evaluation. This is where most people get off track. They try something once or twice, don't get the result, and give up. But growth isn't about getting it perfect on the first try. It's about looking honestly at what happened and asking, what can I improve? Where did I fall short? What needs to change? That's how learning turns into progress. Correction is next. Now you take what you've learned from your evaluation and make adjustments. Change the approach, tweak the method, try again. Growth doesn't come from repeating mistakes. It comes from correcting them. That's how you build momentum, one small adjustment at a time. And the final step, persist. This is the test. Will you stick with it? Will you keep going when results are slow? Most people won't. They'll start strong, fade out, and then blame the process or the world or bad luck. But the ones who make the breakthrough are the ones who persist, who keep showing up, who keep learning, who keep correcting until the result finally arrives. It reminds me of a time early in my career when I tried to launch a new product. I learned all I could, put everything I'd read into practice, and waited for the results. Nothing. I was tempted to scrap the whole thing, but instead evaluated, looked at the numbers, listened to feedback. I found a few mistakes, corrected them, tried again. Still no big breakthrough, but I kept at it, adjusted, learned, improved, and persisted. One day it took off. People said it happened overnight, but I knew the truth. It was the sequence of growth at work. You can't skip steps. You can't leap from learning to success without the messy middle of evaluation and correction. And you certainly can't give up before the breakthrough comes. Growth is a system. The more systematic you are, the more predictable your results become. It takes the guesswork out of success. So today, look at the goals you're chasing. Are you following the sequence? Are you learning, applying, evaluating, correcting, and persisting? Or are you stuck, trying to skip ahead? Every time you follow the full sequence, you move closer to the breakthrough. Make growth a habit, not an accident, and you'll see that success really can be predictable. But if there's one thing that keeps that sequence moving, it's discipline. Discipline is the real lever behind every breakthrough. Now, motivation is wonderful, but it's a bit like a spark, bright, exciting. But it doesn't last long unless you turn it into a fire. People wait around for motivation, hoping that one day they'll feel like doing what they know they need to do. But those who break through, those who rise above the crowd, are the ones who have learned to rely on discipline, not just on feelings. Discipline means doing what you said you would do, long after the mood you set it in. has left you. When the excitement fades, when the energy dips, when nobody's watching, what's left? That's where discipline steps in. That's the system that outlasts passion, the routine that carries you through the days when everything feels uphill. I remember so many times when the alarm clock rang before dawn, and the temptation was strong to hit the snooze button. But discipline whispered, get up. Your goals depend on this. It's not about some dramatic burst of energy. It's about small acts, repeated day after day, that stack up over time. The person with a process outlasts the person with passion. Why? Because passion rises and falls with circumstances. It's easy to work hard when the music is playing, when the crowd is cheering, when everything's going your way. But real progress comes on the days when you don't feel like it, when you work anyway, simply because that's what your discipline tells you to do. Discipline builds trust with yourself. Every time you follow through, you send a message. I can rely on me. That confidence becomes the foundation for bigger risks, for bolder steps, for breakthroughs you never dreamed possible. And if you break that trust, if you promise yourself one thing and do another, you feel it. The progress stalls. The momentum dies. The lever slips out of your hand. Systems beat moods every time. If you wait until you feel right, you'll wait forever. But if you build routines, if you create a structure that supports your ambition, you'll find yourself moving forward even on the hardest days. That's the real magic. When you're no longer asking, do I feel like it? Instead, you simply do what needs to be done, and the results begin to compound. So if you're looking for a lever to move your life, don't look for another wave of motivation. Build discipline. Create systems that guide your actions when feelings fade. Map out your habits, protect your routines, and make discipline the engine that drives your breakthrough. Today, ask yourself, what small discipline could you practice tomorrow, regardless of how you feel? Where could a simple system help you outlast your moods and stick to your goals? Because the truth is, the person who leans on discipline, who builds a process, will go further, faster, and with far less struggle than the person waiting for passion to return. Breakthroughs belong to the discipline. Make that your story. And while discipline drives the engine, there's another ingredient you can't ignore: strategic patience. Now, there's a concept that trips people up. Most folks think patience is just sitting around waiting, hoping something good comes along. But real patience is anything but passive. It's a strategy. It's the ability to work, to sow, to water, and then let time do what only time can do. You can't force results before they're mature, any more than you can pick fruit before it's ripe and expect it to taste sweet. Think of the farmer out in the field. He works the soil, plants the seeds, waters every day. But then what? He doesn't dig up the seeds each week, wondering why they haven't sprouted. He doesn't curse the sky, demanding rain on his schedule. No, he trusts the process. He knows that growth follows seasons. Some seasons are for sowing, some for waiting, and some for harvest. Too many people are in a hurry. They want instant results. Start a new habit on Monday. Expect their whole life to change by Friday. But real breakthroughs take time to build. Growth is quiet at first, almost invisible. Sometimes you feel like nothing's happening, but beneath the surface, everything is changing. It's the discipline of daily effort multiplied by time that creates transformation. I remember a business project that seemed to go nowhere for months. There were days I wanted to quit, to move on to something flashier, something with quicker rewards, but I kept showing up, making the calls, studying the numbers, serving the customers, and slowly, momentum started to build. The results didn't show up overnight, but when they arrived, they came all at once. People saw the harvest and thought it happened in a moment, but the real story was 100 days of faithful effort and strategic patience. Patience isn't sitting idle. It's doing the work today, trusting that the harvest will come in its season. It's believing that time is your partner, not your enemy. If you try to rush the process, you end up with disappointment, results that aren't ready, plans that fall apart. But when you embrace patience as a strategy, you give yourself the room to grow, the chance to mature, the opportunity to compound your efforts. Today, look at your own journey. Where are you trying to force results that aren't ready? Where do you need to trust the process to let time do its work? Patience isn't weakness, it's wisdom. It's knowing when to act and when to wait. When you pair discipline with patience, you create the conditions for a breakthrough that lasts. So keep sowing, keep watering. Let time multiply your effort. And when the season shifts, be ready to reap the harvest. Because in life, just as in nature, growth cannot be rushed, but it can be trusted. And along that journey, if you want to make the most of every season, you need something else: feedback and refinement. These are the true partners of progress. If you want improvement, you need measurement. If you want growth, you need to know where you stand. Yet, most people fear feedback. They treat it like criticism, something to be avoided or ignored. But feedback is just information. It tells you what's working and what isn't. Without it, you're steering blind. You can't hit a target you can't see. You can't fix what you don't measure. That's why it's so important to track your progress, not perfection. Some people only want to measure when things are going well. But the wise track everything: the wins, the losses, the times they fell short. Every result is a clue. Every outcome, whether good or bad, is data you can use to adjust your strategy. I've seen people avoid feedback because it stings. Nobody likes to hear that their approach isn't working. But the feedback you avoid is often the insight you need most. It's the uncomfortable truth that, if faced, could set you free. Course correction is part of the plan. If the plane veers off by just a few degrees, it doesn't matter how fast it's flying, it'll end up in the wrong city. But a quick correction, even a small one, brings it right back on course. I remember speaking with a business owner who refused to look at the numbers. He didn't want to see how bad things had gotten. But numbers don't lie. They simply reveal reality. When he finally faced the facts, it hurt. But that moment of truth was the turning point. He could finally see what needed fixing, what needed refining. That's when real progress began. Refinement is about making small, smart changes. Not abandoning the whole plan, but tweaking, adjusting, upgrading. You listen to feedback, you measure your results, and you ask, what could I do better? Where did I miss the mark? How can I close the gap? That's how mastery is built. Not in one giant leap, but in 100 tiny corrections. And let's not forget, feedback isn't just about numbers or criticism. Sometimes the feedback is in how you feel, how your energy holds up, how your relationships respond. Listen to it all. The body, the business, the results, they're all speaking if you're willing to listen. Today, ask yourself, where are you avoiding feedback? Where do you need to track your progress, not just hope for the best? Because the person who measures, who refines, who adjusts their approach over and over is the person who arrives at the breakthrough on purpose, not by accident. So make feedback your friend. Welcome course correction. Refine as you go and watch how small changes made consistently create the big results you've been seeking. And as those changes add up, something else begins to take hold, momentum. Now, that's a word with power in it. Once you start making progress, your first job is to protect that progress. When you're rolling, even just a little, everything becomes easier. It's the difference between trying to push a car from a dead stop and keeping it rolling once you've got it moving. The effort you put in at the start is always the hardest, but once momentum kicks in, you start to see results multiply almost by magic. Momentum multiplies energy and results. It's what keeps you going on the days when motivation runs thin. That's why it's so important to guard your habits. Protect the small wins. Don't let breaks in consistency set you back to square one. I've seen people work so hard to get a new routine going, only to lose weeks or months of progress with just a little slippage. The climb is always steepest at the beginning, so don't make yourself start over more than you have to. There's a reason why the compounding effect is one of the wonders of the world. Effort stacked up over time doesn't just add, it multiplies. A penny doubled every day becomes a fortune in a month, but only if you let it keep doubling. Interrupt the sequence and you lose the magic. Habits work the same way. Show up day after day and your results start to compound. Miss a day and you haven't lost much. Miss a week and suddenly you're back at the bottom of the hill. I remember working on a big goal, feeling discouraged in the early days. It seemed like nothing was happening, but I stuck with it, showing up every day, doing the work. After a while, something shifted. Results started to show up. People took notice. Opportunities appeared that hadn't been there before. It was like pushing a flywheel. Slow at first, heavy, but every push added up. One day, it started spinning on its own, faster and faster. That's momentum at work. But momentum isn't just for the big things. It shows up in every area of life, health, relationships, business, learning. If you guard your daily disciplines, if you avoid long breaks, if you keep compounding effort, you'll start to notice a shift. Small steps, repeated over and over, turn into giant leaps. Today, ask yourself, where have you lost momentum? Where have you let small slips become big setbacks? The good news is you can start again. You can reclaim momentum one small step at a time. Protect your habits, guard your routines, let compounding effort do the heavy lifting. And when you feel tempted to quit, remember, breakthrough doesn't come to those who dabble. It comes to those who stay the course, who keep pushing when it's hard, who let momentum work in their favor. Once you get it rolling, don't stop. Protect it, nurture it, and watch your efforts multiply in ways you never imagined. That's when you begin to realize breakthrough isn't just an event. It can become a way of life. Too often, people chase after one big victory. They think if they can just hit that target, close that deal, lose those pounds, land that promotion, then finally, they'll have arrived. But the truth is, lasting success doesn't come from chasing single moments. It comes from building a system that produces results again and again. The goal is not to rely on luck or flashes of inspiration, but to live strategically. That means you design your days, you structure your habits, you build routines that make progress inevitable. You turn what was once a breakthrough into a baseline, and then you reach for another. Every system you build, every routine you protect becomes a stepping stone to the next level. When you live this way, success stops being a surprise. You don't wait for the stars to align, you build your own alignment. You don't hope for a big win, you engineer a series of small wins that stack up. It's about turning the extraordinary into the ordinary, not because you lower your standards, but because you raise your consistency. You do what most won't, so you can enjoy what most never will. Breakthrough, as a way of life, means you stop living on accident and start living on purpose. You measure, you adjust, you persist, you trust the process. It's not about perfection, it's about progress. When setbacks come, you don't spiral. You analyze, you correct, you keep moving. When distractions tempt you, you remember your focus. When momentum falters, you restart the engine. I've seen people who live their lives waiting for that one big moment, but those who win, those who break through not once, but over and over, are the ones who treat each day as another opportunity to build, refine, and grow. They know that structure beats chance, that systems beat mood, that habits outlast enthusiasm. So today, let this be your invitation. Don't chase the high of a single breakthrough. Build a way of living that makes breakthroughs a regular occurrence. Design your routines, protect your focus, measure your progress, adjust your approach, and most of all, keep moving forward. Because every breakthrough you achieve is proof of what's possible when you stop waiting and start building. When you treat success as a structure, not a stroke of luck, when you commit to living with strategy, not just hoping for miracles. That's how you turn breakthrough from a lucky event into a way of life. And that's how you create a future you're proud of. One day, one discipline, one breakthrough at a time. We'll be right back.